It's not uncommon. It's something they do, and they've been busted for doing it before.
Are we at one of those moments in history in which there is the necessity for a new world order?
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Welcome to Lisa Haven News.
So you are listening to Lisa Haven on Red Alert Radio. Well, what I want to discuss today is, what is America going to look like in the near future if the Democrats have their way with America? Say they win sometime soon, the election coming up in November. What is America going to look like if they continue their destructive propaganda style, devilish style concepts that are being run through this country? Because let me keep in mind, there might be Democrats out there listening, and I'm sure there are, but I'm not saying that applies to every Democrat, because there are some Democrats that believe and live on the old Democratic principles. Well, that is not the Democratic Party today. Let me be frank. The Democratic Party today is dead and gone. So is the Republican Party. The Republican Party has almost become the old Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party has become the leftist progressive socialist party. Everyone knows it deep down. So they're gone. They're MIA. They have been taken over. And what we have today is just a horrible display of choices to pick from, number one and number two. If you've not seen that movie by Dinesh D'Souza, Death of a Nation, I encourage you to see that, because that will give you a real picture of what the Democratic Party is today. But if they get in charge, and if some of our fears come true and they open up our borders, then we could be looking at a very destructive future here in America. What am I talking about? Well, here's some of the goals. If we allow more people to come into the country, pull down those walls, which is what the New World Order wants. Now, I believe, let me classify or clarify this, in legal immigration, I'm totally all for that. Illegal immigration, I'm not for, because they're not properly vetted. They're not taught our laws. But when you are legal and you come into this country legal, you have certain legal principles to abide by. You have to speak English. You've got to get a job. You've got other credentials. You have to know and learn the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. These are amazing things. And if I want to migrate into another country, well, I have to follow their rules and regulations to get into their country. Okay? So this is not just different for America. This is all across the globe. In order to get into these countries, there's rules and regulations for everyone. Well, it's being done illegally in a lot of countries worldwide. Why? Because the globalist New World Order proponents, and I've said this on my YouTube channel, if you guys listen to me there, I said that the Democratic Party is international socialist. Hitler was a national socialist, okay? The Democrats today are international socialists. I call them that because they're globalist agents who want to put socialism on a global scale, especially here in America. And the only way they can do that, at least destroy America, by opening our borders. And they want to open them all. But if that happens here, which if they get in power in November, we're going to see more of this, but we're going to turn more into a third world style country. What do I mean by that? Well, look at what's happening in Europe. Look what's happening in Sweden and Germany. They've opened their borders a little more and allowed more refugees to come in. And as a result, there is not only more crime, there's more rapes, there's more rules and regulations being pushed for Sharia law, which is a conversation in and of itself. But in a nutshell, it's a very bad Islamic law that encourages stoning women to death if they go against their husbands, or if they cheat on their husbands. The husband doesn't have anything, only the wife gets stoned. The husband can cheat, but not the wife. It's just insane policies. But those are the kinds of things they're pushing in other countries. But basically, these countries have kind of gone down. And as a result, more taxes are needed from the people in order to pay for the refugees and some of the refugees that are coming into those countries. So you're paying more out of your pocket to help the government take care of the immigration problem. So you're getting poorer while they're getting some money there. This is what socialism does. It takes pretty much a good chunk of your money, gives it to those who don't have a job, and take part of your pay. In the end, it all stops because people actually working for those finances don't want to give away so much of their money anymore and go to live off the system, then we've got a whole bunch of people living off the system. It's just not a pretty situation. So this is agenda one. This is what can happen as a result. Also a part of agenda 21. Now it's called agenda 2030. Some of those agendas include putting women in the workplace, contraceptives, homosexual, all these things are pushed because of the second point here, depopulation. Immigration, you bring immigration in, it's going to also encourage depopulation. Why do I say that? Well, we know that with them comes not only the uptick in crime, but also upticks and possibilities of more hits from terrorist organization, bomb threats, ISIS. As you can see, internationally speaking, what happened? Not only did crime go up in the country, but also attacks from groups like ISIS, from major terrorist groups are hitting the country, thus causing more depopulation. And I could even throw in there, things like tuberculosis and Ebola that can also be brought into the countries if they're not properly vetted. They're letting sick people come into the country, which could in turn get a lot of other people sick. So that's a second one, depopulation. Third, well, it's going to strain the economy hugely. Now, I've done a whole cost of illegal immigration here in America, and I encourage you guys, you can go to FairUS.org and check this out. FAIR is Federation for America Immigration Reform. And in there, it has a breakdown of the cost of illegal aliens or illegal immigrations on the U.S. government. Here's kind of the breakdown of it so you guys have an idea. And I'm going to kind of estimate these up or round them up. But we have $45 billion, that's with a B, dollars at the federal level and $89 billion at the state and local level. In other words, our country has $135 billion that we need to help with illegal immigration. Imagine, just before I even get into that, you could pretty much pay for the college of every student in America. You could pay their way to college with that number, $135 million. So do you prefer let's pay for illegal immigration or let's pay for the college of every person, every student who is in college right now? We could pay their debt with that $135 billion. If that gives you an idea of how bad and big this debt is. But in other words, they're choosing, let's fund illegals here rather than your own American citizens. But that's just a breakdown. Well, let's be fair here, right? Well, they pay, okay, in total contributions by illegal aliens, these are their contributions, they give about $19 billion in contributions. Let's subtract that, right? So fair is fair. So after we take $135 billion and subtract the $19 billion, that they reap back here, we got $116 billion that we are still in the negative for, $116 billion. And again, if you want to check that out, go to fair.org or check that out on my website. It's there, all the breakdowns. But it still would pay for the college tuition of all our students in college right now, that $160 billion. So I guess the question really is, what cost are you willing to pay? Is it worth it? And that question is going to be up to you. Is it worth it to explode the economy? Is it worth it to know that you're going to have to pay more taxes in order to let them in and become more of a socialist country? Because they have to take more money from you to pay for that. And if it keeps going the way it's going, that $116 billion is going to go up. But thankfully, we got a good president right now, Trump, wanting to build a wall and stop the illegal portion of it. You see, you come legally, you pay to come here. You come illegally, we pay you to come here. Where's the political justice warriors on that? You know, you do it legally and you get a consequence of having to pay, but you do it illegally and they pretty much pay your way. But it's not only going to depopulate, it's not going to only cause a crisis on our economy, but it's going to turn us more into a third world country. Well, what about this other one? How about more policed streets? How about more surveillance in America in the name of safety? or maybe even gun confiscation because there's so much crime on our streets. This is another problem of mass migration. And I'm taking and giving you examples of what happened in other countries to show you exactly what's going to happen coming up. So mass migration may sound like you're just helping people and allowing them in, but it's so much more deep than that. Keep in mind, there's good people coming over the border, but there's also bad coming in with the good. And unfortunately, more bad than good at times. You want to know what else can happen as a result of that? Eventually, they're going to make the enemy those who are in opposition to immigration. And I mean that with 100% certainty. They have already done it. On my channel, I talked about the United Nations Migration Compact. This is a compact, global compact, agreed upon by over 190 some odd countries. New World Order Compact that basically says, if you don't agree with open borders and allowing anyone and everyone into your country and you paying for that, then you're a racist and you're a bigot, you're a xenophobic, and you are the enemy. That is what the global contract for migration is and what it has done. And sometimes I don't think we get the full value of what this compact is. So it's basically made people who are against illegal immigration here in America as the political enemy. I'm against it. I'm a political dissident. You're against it. You're a political dissident. Much yet, it even turns gun owners as a political enemy. United Nations has their own website devoted to disarmament. It's all part of their agenda. Imagine if they open the borders and all our streets have more terrorist activity. Well, eventually they're going to have to push in some kind of police streets or martial law style system. This isn't going to be some global or countrywide martial law. It'd be per city as needed. But in any effect, they can round up your guns in the name of your safety because immigration has gotten so bad. Look what's happening in other countries with immigration. There's literally no-go zones. Muslim populated areas or where you have a lot of radical Islam beliefs and Sharia law. If you're white or blacks, forget going in those areas. You're going to be in a whole heap of trouble. You see, the end game here isn't about letting immigration in and opening up your borders. That doesn't have anything to do with it. The real truth is it's about the implementation of the New World Order. And yes, one of their policies is open borders because that's how it's going to get you to the New World Order. But the real nitty-gritty here is that concept, the fact that that is the end game. If you study biblical prophecy, then you know the Antichrist comes during those last days and rules over every tribe, tongue, and nation. This is a New World Order globalist mentality. And this is what we are standing against as a nation, standing against as a group of people. And you know, I'm not saying Christians are the only ones that need to stand against this. Oh no. We all need to stand against it because it's pure horrific what will come as a result of a new world order. But in order to get that new world order, you got to enforce and push immigration, which is exactly what they are doing. This is bombshell information. The one way that you can break down a country, blah, mix my words there, but the one way you can break down a country is through immigration. And you know, the left has this down to an art because you know what they're using to get their political correctness. As many of you know, they're taking people off of air, being censored to oblivion. You can't even say certain beliefs without getting heat or getting demonetized on YouTube. In other words, they take your funds away. So in other words, if they take all your funds away and the public isn't helping finance you, you're eventually taken off air because you got to go get another job because you can't afford to share that information. So they silence people through the pocketbook. And as Christians, please stand with people and financially support people who are sharing the right news. It's so important. If just share someone, whatever your favorite channel is. If it's me, great. If it's not me, great. Share it with someone who is getting the truth out that you agree with, because today's day and age, they're doing anything and everything to get us off air. And it's not a real good situation. We are in an information war, and I can't say that enough. But not only an information war, we're in a war for our country. We're in a war for our rights as a nation. And we're living on the precipice of biblical prophecy. So much prophecy is happening and coming to pass every day now that there's also an enemy fighting. We have a spiritual battle going on. We have Satan and his minions standing against God and his angels. And in the middle of it is battleground the globe, battleground America, battleground the world. If we want to stay land of the free and home of the brave, we've got to start making an impact at every level. You got to pray. You got to support those who are doing the right thing. Right now, stand with your president on things that you agree with him on. Contact your senators, because we're literally in a battle for our lives. We're in a battle for our country. And if we allow this mass immigration to overtake our country, you might as well be living in a European country. Because look what's happening over there, and understand that your little bubble is going to pop if we allow some of the things that happened overseas to happen here. Many of them are warning us and saying, please pay attention. Please understand what's happening right now in your country. I get so many emails from people in international countries explaining to me and thanking me for standing up for that right in America. Now, let me just clarify again. I'm all for legal. Do it legally. Come to my country legally. I'm all for it. My grandma migrated here legally. She was Greek. Many people in your family did, and they paid to do that. But just do it the right way. And if we value our freedoms, we got to value the land that we're on and look and see what's happening around us to see if it's beneficial to our society. And see, the way that the left really gets this pulled is they pull at the heartstrings of everyone in America. They say, if you don't allow illegal immigration, then you're a bully, you're a bigot, you're a racist. It's the same bell the United Nations just signed. It has nothing to do with the color of anyone's skin. Immigration doesn't. Yet the United Nations and the left are saying that you're racist if you don't accept immigration. Illegal immigration, to classify. People immigrate of all colors. People immigrate illegally to our country who are Hispanic. People immigrate illegally to our country who are Black. People immigrate illegally to our country who are white, who are Chinese, who are under every race, color, and creed. And yet, now racism and bigot has turned into, if you don't agree with my political view, then you're a bigot, when the two have nothing to do with each other. That is, the left is very good at their political game and mind game, and we have to call them out on their lie. That is not the definition of racism. To be a racist means you don't agree with the color of someone's skin. I don't know when America is going to start waking up, but thankfully there's people out here who are waking up. But we got to wake up that other sleeping half, and we got to wake them up soon. Because if we don't, we could be losing our freedom. You want to know what freedom means? It's the power or right to act, to speak or think as you want to think without hindrance or restraint, right? Living in America, we have the right to be ourselves. That's what freedom means. And it's all part of our First Amendment right. We can be whatever religion we want. We could speak whatever we want. We have the freedom to talk on the press and the media about the things that we want. We have the right to peacefully petition the government or peacefully assemble or hold some kind of protest. We have the freedom to do that. That's what it means to be free. But you know what they're taking away from us? Our freedom of press is pretty much gone. You turn on any news source today, it's all a leftist propaganda media news source. Not all one mainstream news stands in the way, Fox News. And who knows for how long that they'll be on the side of more Republican in nature. All the others are leftist propaganda fed media. It isn't about the freedom of the press. Those people aren't free. Ask anyone who works for the mainstream news. Most of them are either A, part of the CIA and paid off by the CIA. Anderson Cooper, specifically, who had an internship for the CIA. He's a CNN figurehead. These are not free. Some are owned by the CIA. Some are owned by the deep state. Some are owned by Saudi Arabia. Some are now owned by China. How is that free when you're told what you can and can't say? Apple selling out to the devil of China themselves, selling off all the information of the Chinese citizen to the Chinese government who believes in re-education centers for Christians and Falun Gongs and even Muslims. Come on, that's not freedom. And so Apple goes and removes Alex Jones for his voice. How is that freedom of speech? We don't have freedom of press unless you're listening to alternative media. What's on mainstream media is bought and paid for. That's not free. Freedom would be the media actually speaking the truth, speaking what they want to say versus what they're told to say and speak. Because you see, they got money in their pocket from these news agencies and organizations. Blood money. If I'm going to label it as anything, I'm going to call it blood money. Money that they put in their pockets to do the bidding of the globalists, of the Chinese, of the Saudi Arabia people. You know, the world that we grow up in is not the same that we have today. Let me say that again. The world that we grew up in is a lot different than it is today. Unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of evil around us. There's some good things that have come. We've got the beauty of the internet. The internet opened up the eyes of a lot of people because you can get on there and search certain things that you want to search to find answers for, and 50 different answers will come up. You want to know what Google wants to do? They want you to plug in your question and then give you a one-sided answer. Say, you don't feel good. You're sick, you have a headache, and you Google remedies for a headache. You'll get one answer instead of 10. All answers will be the same one answer. What will it be? Go take an Advil. Contact your doctor if the headache persists. You can forget any natural herbal remedy being shared on there. Why? Because it goes against the big pharmaceutical initiative. Or you want to Google a news report of bombs that hit the Gaza Strip in Israel. Well, you're going to get a one-sided news story, and all the news stories will have the one side. But you can forget hearing any truth. If there was a false flag, what actually happened, how many were really injured, what area was it in? Was there a rebuttal? Was it from both sides or just one? Nope. You're going to get a one-sided story. That's not freedom. That's propaganda at its finest. And propaganda will kill America and Americans if we don't wake up to some of the ploys of what they're doing with propaganda here in America. You may not believe that it's in the mainstream media or in the news, but I can tell you with 100% certainty it is. I've paid clips on my channel, Lisa Haven on YouTube, of Time Magazine's former editor-in-chief saying, yeah, we use propaganda. There's also clips and projects released via the government, Project Mockingbird. This is a project that basically put the CIA in bed with the mainstream media back in the 1950s. They admitted the CIA bought and paid for over 100 different journalists within the CIA and mainstream media. It's happened back then. It is happening now, and it's happening now worse. I have clips from Rod Serling back in the day when he was making his movies talking about mass censorship, them and him not being able to do certain things with his videos and movies. I have actors today saying the exact same thing. What does freedom mean to you, I guess? Is being free in America being censored? Is being free allowing someone who has a different opinion from yours allowed the opportunity to speak even though he has a different opinion? He should. Or he should. They should have the right to speak no matter if you agree or disagree with that opinion. That is the beauty of freedom. But you see, the Democratic Party will tell you that if you agree with that voice not being silenced, then you agree with the voice. It has nothing to do with the voice of who's saying what it is, or if you agree with what the voice says. It has to do very simply with our freedom here in America. How do you take freedom away? With a slow boil, piece by piece by piece, till we're all burning in a pot. And sometimes they take that pot from a medium heat straight to a high heat when the going gets tough. And we have to know. And we have to be ready for that here in America. I want to encourage you guys over this next time period, just, you know, pray. Pray. Get down in prayer. Spend some time with the Lord and pray about the state of events of what's happening here. Pray for your family. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for revival. Pray for your government. Pray for your alternative media sources. Pray for propaganda to stop. Pray for our big technological giants. Pray that they would be, you know, stop their censorship. Just spend time with the Lord and spend time with your family this week. And really address to, not only just in prayer, but what is freedom to you? Are you willing to stand no matter the cost? Are you willing to vote for people who stand for freedom? Are you willing to stand with people you may disagree with verbally, but stand on their principle of freedom of speech? You have to remember, there is a huge attack. There's an attack right now against Christians and patriots and gun owners and conservatives specifically. They do not like what we have to say, and they do not like the fact that we got a president elected. They're very upset about that. But this is us making headway. And I think God has given us a little more time to get things right and get things right with him. I hope we still have more time and a few generations left to teach our kids what it's really like to live in a free America and not one in bondage. I do not want to be the generation that gives it all up. And I know you guys do not want that either. Anyhow, I want to encourage you guys, check out my website at lisahaven.news. You can do that there and leave me your email address so I can send you updates, or also check out my channel on YouTube under Lisa Haven. Just Google me. I'm there. Those are ways you can follow me while I'm still allowed on the air. In the meantime, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to my radio broadcast here. And I love all of you out there. And thanks again for listening in. And I look forward to sharing more podcasts with you. Well, I'm Lisa Haven, signing out.
It's not uncommon. It's something they do, and they've been busted for doing it before.
Are we at one of those moments in history in which there is the necessity for a new world order?
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Welcome to Lisa Haven News.